The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the former world snooker champion Ken Doherty has announced his retirement. I'm delighted to say he joins us now. Ken, you've had an extraordinary career. Why have you decided to hang up the cue?
Oh, well, good question. But I just think it's time, Shane, to be honest. You know, I've had a long, prolonged career. I'm getting to the end. I can't play like I used to, unfortunately. And it just becomes harder and harder. So I thought now was a good time. After this year's World Championship, I didn't want to sort of go back and do the qualifiers again and start from scratch. So I thought maybe it's a good time to bow out. You know, and things weren't getting any better. You know, as much as I loved the game and I was trying to reintroduce that great form, but it just wasn't there anymore. And I'm just basically too old now and too decrepit to play at such a high level. So I'm going to leave it to the experts and say thank you for the memories. I've had a wonderful time playing for, since 1990, 36 years. So I've had a great time and really enjoyed it. And had enough.
You weren't tempted because, of course, next year, I think, is the 30th anniversary, isn't it, of your World Championship? You weren't tempted to go one more year at the Crucible?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been nice, but I just think prolonging the agony, I think I'll get out at the right time. But listen, I'm still going to enjoy the 30th celebrations. And, of course, it'll be the 50th year celebrations for the Crucible and the World Championship at the Crucible. Yeah, so it'll be a nice sort of coincidence that. And I will mark it with some fun nights, you know, around the country and stuff like that. But, yeah, no, I just think it was the right time. And, it was a little bit sad initially when I thought about it, but, you know, when I think about it now, after, you know, coming to the realization and making the decision, I think I'm pretty happy and pretty relieved that, you know, snooker's given me everything in my life, you know, and I really appreciate that and appreciate so much support from not only from Ireland, but around the world as well. So I'm very, very humbled by it, you know.
Oh, that's lovely. That is lovely to hear. You will, of course, you'll continue to play the seniors circuit, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to play. I'll still play in the oldies. and the 900 series. I still love playing. I still love doing the exhibitions, doing the shows, and talking about, you know, experiences and playing just as much as playing itself. So that's good fun, you know. So and the seniors is getting better. There's a few more events, and particularly playing at the Crucible is always a pleasure. So I'll continue to play in that, but it's not as sort of hard slog as sort of playing on the main tour.
I'm assuming 1997 and the World Championship. I mean, you won a lot of titles in your career, but I'm assuming that was the highlight, was it?
I think so, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, winning that, beating Stephen Hendry, of course, who was gone for six in a row, 29 matches unbeaten. So to beat him and win the cup, you know, and emulate what my heroes, who was Alex Higgins and Dennis Taylor, in 82 and 85 achieved, they were inspirational moments for me. So as a young kid from Renlet with a 2-pound cue who could make it all the way there to the Crucible and lift that trophy and bring it back home, you know, in an open top bus, you know, with thousands of people lined the streets and stopping crime in the city of Dublin for 3 hours. My goodness, I'm sure the chief super would love that to happen again, wouldn't he? In these times, you know, so no, the great memories, you know, and, you know, to take the cup back to Dublin and Ireland, parade it around, it was just, I had such an amazing, amazing year.
I think everybody enjoyed it. I love the story about your beloved mum, and she just, she couldn't watch the...
She couldn't watch me play live. Never watched me play live
really?
At all. Yeah, she would only watch the recordings, you know, on the old VHS video recorders.
Yeah, yeah.
If I won. But she was in Donnybrook when I won it. She was down in Donnybrook Church. She was coming home and got a puncture on her bike, so she had to walk home. And it was only when she got into Renlet, somebody stopped her in the middle of Renlet and said, "Congratulations, Mrs. Doherty, your son has just become world champion tonight." And that was the first she heard of it.
Wow! She sounded like she was an amazing woman.
She was, yeah. And she always called me Kenneth, you know, particularly if I was doing something wrong, you know, or needed something. And I remember taking, because she used to bake apple tarts for the local spa, you know, 1997 at 7 o'clock in the morning, the manager used to come up and collect the apple tarts, you know, but this time he was short-staffed, couldn't come up. So she shouted up at me, who was still in bed, you know, after being out on a night out, and said, "You've got to bring the apple tarts down to the local spa." So at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm carrying a big breadboard of apple tarts, 1997 world champion, in the middle of Renlet, when two fellas pull up in a work van, like, you know, and roll down the window. I said, "Jay Stardy, did you not win enough money in that world championship? What do you do, selling apple tarts?"
Only in Dublin.
It could only happen in Dublin.
Absolutely. Yeah. But look, I mean, I think you're well known and well loved because of your humility, and you know, you never got kind of too big for your boots, which is very easy to do when you're a world champion. I'm guessing that comes from your family.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it does. Yeah, from my grounding, my mother, and of course, my father passed away when I was only 13. So, you know, that is one of the greatest regrets, that he never actually saw me play. You know, only on my small little table that he bought me for Christmas. I was from Santa when I was 8 years of age, and a small table at 6x3 when I was about 11. But yeah, he never got to see me. But the both of them always had a great grounding for us all, you know, for my two brothers, myself, my sister, you know. And that certainly comes from family values. My mother was always a great, you know, Christian, and instilled that in us as well, you know, and kept us very, very well grounded. She used to say to me, "Ken, when I thought she was getting a bit big for me boots, I get a bit big-headed being on the TV. She used to say, "Ken, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Don't ever forget that, you know."
Yeah, good advice.
Yeah, that was so worse. That will stick with me. And I pass on to my own son now as well.
Well, it's funny because you're bringing back loads of memories for me, because we're pretty much the same age. And I also got a snooker table, a little whatever it was. It was slightly less than 6x2. But I wasn't very good. Obviously, did you, like was it straight away kind of people went, "Oh, this kid's pretty handy"?
Yeah, well, I remember my brother taking me into Jason's when I was just about 9 years of age. And they used to give me the old Jacob's biscuit tin to stand on, you know, so I'd play some shots, you know. And of course, when I start beating my brother and a few of his mates, you know, who were a lot older than me, they used to hide the biscuit tin on me, so to make it a bit more difficult, you know. But I became quite good with the rest. So I think it was, I had the eye hand coordination pretty young, and could see the shots and play the shots. And of course, when I kept practicing and getting free practice and in Jason's, you know, for cleaning out the ashtrays and sweeping the floor and brushing around the tables, you get a free game. And I just used to do that every day, you know, the school bag would go under the table until it was time for dinner. And I just kept sort of grafting and kept working and playing and just got better and better.
Can you remember, because I can actually still see your face as you were walking around. I think you didn't pot the black. I think you didn't need to pot the black. Was it the pink?
No.
But I can remember your face, and you just, I can still picture it really clearly. Like, what was going through your head when you got, I have this? Like, was it elation? Was it relief? Was it joy? A mixture of everything?
Yeah, a mixture of all those emotions, you know, all the hard work that you put in, you know, just it was a dream come true, you know. My friends were there up on the balcony, and it was just all those things that I dreamed of from as a kid. When, as I said, when I saw Alex Higgins win it in 82 and Dennis win it in 85, that was my dream, to lift the trophy and become a world champion. And that's what sort of drove me on. And to do that and to beat Stephen, who was the greatest player at the time and one of the greatest that's ever lived, to be him was just like the icing on the cake. So it was all those mixed emotions, and it was like your birthdays and your dreams all coming together at one time. Like, you know, it's very hard to describe.
I can imagine. Well, look, it was it was a joy for everyone watching back home as well. What next for Ken Doherty?
I'm going to try and improve my golf for a start. I'm up in the driving range at the moment. That's not getting any better. I'm just going to keep continuing doing the broadcasting. I love doing the commentating with the BBC and doing the bit with Channel 5 as well. And just enjoying the snooker. As I said, I'll still do the exhibitions and still play in the seniors. But just take it a little bit more easy and try and travel. It'd be weird traveling places now without my snooker cue, you know, with me. Just a suitcase. But listen, it's a different chapter and a new chapter for me, you know.
Well, listen, you're still a young man, and we wish you well in your retirement. But thank you so much for all the memories you gave us as well, Ken Doherty. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Shane, and thanks for all your support over the years too. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.